I'm Frizzer K, and you're listening to the audio edition of Universe Today. Venus is our nearest planetary neighbor. Compared to the Earth, it's nearly identical in size and distance from the Sun. But that's where the similarities end. While we enjoy our comfortable temperature, pressure, and atmosphere, Venus's environment is downright hostile to life. The European Space Agency's Venus Express blasted off for our evil twin planet today and will help to help answer the question, what went wrong? My guest today is Larry Esposito from the Laboratory for Atmospheric and Space Physics at the University of Colorado. He's a member of the Venus Express science team. Hi, Larry. Welcome to Universe Today.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Well, first, congratulations on today's launch.
The launch went very well, and the Venus Express spacecraft is now on the way to Venus.
And how is the health of the spacecraft?
Everything appears to be perfectly healthy. Everything is as expected at the moment.
Well, that's good. It almost seems unusual. A lot of the time, there's a lot of glitches early on, so it's great to hear everything's going so well.
Well, the spacecraft did take a two-week delay while they looked for a possible contamination, but it had not been contaminated, so everything is looking very good at the moment.
Okay, so let's fast forward a few months into April when Venus Express does arrive at Venus. What's going to happen?
The spacecraft arrives at Venus on the 11th of April, 2006, and then goes into orbit around Venus by firing some retro rockets. After that, there's a period of commissioning the spacecraft where the instruments and all the systems aboard are checked out. And then Venus Express begins observing the atmosphere, the clouds, and the surface of Venus.
What does Venus Express bring to Venus what scientific instruments does it bring to the planet that haven't been there before?
Venus Express is carrying telescopes and cameras that are similar to those that have previously been in orbit around Venus, but it benefits from better technology and also from the capability to look through the atmosphere of Venus at a very particular wavelength where the atmosphere is more transparent and it's possible actually to see the surface of Venus.
What kinds of mysteries are you hoping to reveal with this mission?
Venus is considered by many to be a twin of the Earth. It's almost the same size, was formed at the same time around the Sun, receives about the same amount of light from the Sun as the Earth. And the question that we have, probably the most basic question, is given that they're nearly twin planets, what went wrong on Venus? Because Venus, if anything, is an evil twin of the Earth. Its surface temperature is as hot as the inside of a self-cleaning oven. It has a pressure of 100 times that of the atmospheric pressure at the surface of the Earth. The atmosphere is filled with sulfurous gases and completely shrouded by clouds, so that Venus has in some way gone terribly wrong compared to the Earth. The mystery may be how global warming on Venus got out of control and put it into the state it's currently in. And on the Earth, where we're experimenting with our own atmosphere by releasing greenhouse gases from the burning of oil and coal, the question is, could the Earth go along the same path? So one of the basic mysteries is, how did Venus go wrong, and how can we avoid that on the Earth? I'd like to say it's much better to do a theoretical study and experiment and observe Venus than to do the actual experiment on the Earth of global warming, where the result may be very poor for the future of life on the Earth. So the biggest mystery has to do with the history of Venus and the potential for the Earth to follow that same path.
Well, what kind of evidence would you be looking for to tell you it might have sent Venus down that path?
Measurements that Venus Express will be taking are measurements of the composition of the Venus atmosphere, the motions of the atmosphere and the clouds, and the measurements of how sunlight is absorbed into the atmosphere of Venus. In addition to that, the spacecraft will be looking through the atmosphere and measuring the temperature of the surface. So it could well be that the history of Venus' climate is very much related to geologic activity, perhaps volcanic activity on the surface. So we'll be looking for signs of active volcanoes. We'll be looking for volcanic gases in the atmosphere. We'll be looking for absorbing compounds that could capture some of the sun's radiation, help to warm the Venus atmosphere. And in addition to that, the spacecraft has an objective to look for the possibility of any connection that the environment has to the possibility of past or present life on Venus.
And what kinds of additional challenges went into the spacecraft, I guess, to build the spacecraft to let it be able to survive the environment there? Because isn't it sort of very much related to the Mars Express spacecraft?
Right. And so luckily for the Europeans who built and launched and are operating the spacecraft, it doesn't have to enter the Venus environment. It simply goes into orbit around Venus the way the Mars Express mission is in orbit around Mars. And it's essentially a copy of that mission. So the spacecraft remotely senses through cameras and telescopes and spectrometers the Venus environment, but doesn't actually enter into it. That would be a much more difficult, much more expensive task, and that's not the mission of Venus Express.
Well, I know it's been done briefly in the past by the Russians. Are there any plans in the near far future to try and get back down onto the surface?
The U.S. National Research Council has issued a report about new frontiers in exploring the solar system. And one of their top four missions is a mission that would land on the surface of Venus and investigate that surface. And in response to that recommendation by the National Research Council, I led a team that developed a proposal for a mission to land on the surface of Venus and drill into sample the surface and atmosphere. But unfortunately, NASA has declined to fly that mission at the present time. It's possible that we'll propose something like that in the future. But right now, the technical and financial challenges were too large for NASA to take on at the moment.
And one of the questions I always want to ask the people working on these missions is, you know, a lot of the time they're pretty big surprises with what you discover, and some of them are expected, and some of them you kind of have a hope that you're going to find something. What would be one of the big surprises that you think might be waiting for us at Venus?
Of course, you're right. There are many surprises ahead, even after all the missions that have flown to Venus, and I particularly like to see some confirmation of volcanic activity on Venus. Another possible surprise is the identification of ultraviolet absorbers and the possibility that they might be connected with life forms in the Venus atmosphere. As the other surprises, it's hard to predict. Maybe we'll just be surprised. This Venus mission is more capable than any that's been sent to orbit Venus, and just may be able to find out things that we have no expectation for the moment. But anything that was related to volcanic eruptions and life would be very interesting on Venus.
That's right. I'd read that recently, that there might be some kind of something is blocking ultraviolet light in the high atmosphere, and that could actually create an ecosystem that life could survive in.
We know definitely that there are ultraviolet absorbers in the clouds, but we haven't been able to identify them yet. The energy that they absorb from sunlight could be the start of some biological system, ecosystem in the Venus clouds. That's pretty speculative at the moment, but very interesting to check out those possibilities. And Venus Express will be observing in ways that could shed more light on that question of Venus life at the present time.
Well, I know Mars Express has equipment that can detect methane in the Martian atmosphere. Would there be something, some kind of similar?
The same experiment is flying on Venus Express. The planetary Fourier spectrometer on Venus Express could also detect methane and other chemicals in the Venus atmosphere. But methane is very unlikely at Venus because of the high temperatures and the strong sunlight there.
So there is something that would be just, I guess the sunlight would be destroying the methane as quickly on Venus as it would be on Mars. So if there was methane, it would be.
Yeah, basically sunlight and heat are very destructive of methane.
So the spacecraft is equipped to detect it, but it would be quite surprising if it was there.
Yes.
Okay, well, Larry, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today.
You're welcome. Good luck.
And good luck with your with the mission. I can't wait to see the first pictures.
First pictures next April.
Awesome. All right. Bye-bye. Larry Esposito spoke to me from the Laboratory for Atmospheric and Space Physics at the University of Colorado. Now, if you want more space and astronomy news, please check out my website at universetoday.com. You can also send me any comments, questions, or feedback to info@universetoday.com. Please also contribute at the Bad Astronomy Universe Today discussion forum at bautforum.com. Thanks for listening.